challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has encouraged us to recite salawat upon him in abundance. And indeed, our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is a great means of rahmah, a great means of mercy for us. الحمد لله. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that the one who recites salawat upon me just one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, 10 mercies for the one who recites salawat just once. What a great ni'mah this is. Wow, we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We desire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, what a great way we have to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of reciting salawat ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now it's up to us. Do we want to recite less or we want to recite more? But glad tidings, the one who recites more, he receives more of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I know that I want and you know that you want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's increase in our recitation of salawat ala nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We welcome you, all viewers of Madani channel. May Allah Ta'ala bless you in abundance. We welcome you to this wonderful silsila called The Challenges of Youth. And in this silsila, we address various challenges that youth experience. However, this program is not only for the youth. Of course, there's a lot to gain for elders too. So, if you want to gain, you stay locked on. Stay locked on to Madani channel. Stay locked on to this program. And for the elders, if you have any youth around the home, you have any youth around you, gather them close. There's a lot for them to gain from this. You don't want them to miss out and you don't want to miss out either. So you stay with us for this program, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Today, we will be discussing a wonderful topic, very important for elders and youth, for everyone actually. But subhanallah azza wa jal, there's a bit more beautiful tarheeb and training and tarbiyah for the youth. So you're going to stay tuned, inshallah. The topic we are going to discuss, inshallah, is the topic of the Islamic value of respect, inshallah azza wa jal. But we're going to go into that just after this beautiful kalam, this beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you stay tuned, and immediately after this naat sharif, we're going to continue with this topic, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafle. Madina huzoor ka phir madine phir madine ki janib chale qafle phir meri be qarari ke din aa gaye phir gumbad-e khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo phir gumbad-e khazra ki بلا لو شہ مدینہ، یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان، دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، ہے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی ہے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی ہے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، ہے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو،
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو دل تک شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا،
لگا لو۔
سبحان اللہ عز و جل، سبحان اللہ، بیوٹیفل نعت، بیوٹیفل کلام ان پریز آف اور بیلوڈ ماسٹر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اپون ہوم وی ریسائٹ سیلیوٹیشنز، اپون ہوم وی ریسائٹ صلوات ڈیورنگ دی ڈے اینڈ ڈیورنگ دی نائٹ، ہوم وی سو مچ ڈیزائر ٹو بی ان ہز کمپنی، مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی بلیس اس ود دی کمپنی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دی آخرہ، ان جنہ، ان جنۃ الفردوس، آمین۔ Now, as we promised you, we're going to come back with the topic of the Islamic value of respect that you are so much waiting for. We are waiting for it too, inshallah. So let us together, inshallah, as we will discuss this topic, listen to some beautiful narrations regarding this topic as well. We want to start with a beautiful waqi'ah, very well-known waqi'ah. You may even be familiar with it, but why not take the reminder? The reminder is indeed beneficial for the believer. The reminder is beneficial for the believer. So inshallah, we're going to take those reminders because we are believers and we want the benefit. There's a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi alayhi. He's known by this title, by this name, this laqab. So Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a young man. And he was a very pious young man. He understood the importance of respect, he understood the importance of khidmah to one's elders, especially one's parents, and subhanallah azza wa jal, an obedient son to his mother. Now, Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was once present on a cold night, and on this cold night his mother was resting, and his mother called, "Oh Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala ali." So he said, "Labbaik, oh my mother," and he came quickly to the court of his mother. His mother is resting, laying down, but she had called him and therefore he had made himself hadir, he had made himself present. And his mother says, "Oh Bayazid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, I would like a glass of water, a container of water." So he says, "Labbaik, oh my mother," and he goes quickly to get this container of water for his mother. Subhanallah, he brings the container of water to his mother. on this cold night, after his mother had asked him, requested, "Oh, Bayazid, I would like some water." So he gets to the court of his mother, and then he realizes that his mother had fallen asleep. Ah. Now he, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, is waiting with that container of water at the bedside of his mother, debating in his mind, in this dilemma, that should I awaken my mother and offer her this water because she was thirsty? But then if I awaken my mother, then she just fell into her sleep and therefore I would disturb her rest. So what should I do? Should I leave the water here? And then when my mother awakens, then perhaps if she remembers that she wanted water, she would search for the water and she'd find the water here. Or should I wake her up? So he's still in this dilemma, contemplating, should I do this, should I do that, should I do this? And then he realizes that, no, what I'll do instead is that I will remain here, because if my mother wakes up, she remembers, she knows that she had asked me for water. And I want to hand over this water to my mother so that she may quench her thirst. But at the same time, I'm not going to wake my mother up. So he waits there. But remember, it is a cold winter's night. So he stands there with that water in his hand, waiting for his mother to wake up. And while standing there on this cold night, some of the water spills over the container and it goes onto the finger of Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, between the finger of Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi Ali and the container. And that water that has spilled onto his finger and the container, due to it being so cold, that water turns to ice. Ah. After some time, his blessed mother wakes up and she sees her son, "Oh, Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi Ali, he's still waiting here for me." And she says, she looks towards him and he hands over the water. "Labbaik, my mother, you desired water." So his mother is taking the water from his hand, and as he's handing the water over to his blessed mother, that container had stuck to his finger due to the cold. It had stuck to his finger. So as the container was leaving his hand, some of his skin from his hand happened to be removed. And his hand began to bleed. And his mother looks and says, "Oh, Bayazid, what is it? What has happened?" He narrates the story that, "Oh, my mother, you had requested for water. I tried to get you water. I came to present the water to you, oh, my beloved mother, but you had fallen asleep. And therefore, I waited here at your bedside because I did not want to disturb your rest." And then this water had touched my hand and turned to ice, and my hand had stuck to the container, and now when I handed it over to you, my skin was removed and my hand began to bleed. His mother looks towards him and she feels this deep love for him in her heart, that how respectful, how ba'adab my child is, that he did not want to even disturb my sleep. And she raises her hands and she makes a dua from her heart that, "Oh Allah, I am pleased with Bayazid. Oh Allah, you too be pleased with Bayazid." Allahu Akbar. What a dua that had the lips of his blessed mother, that has stemmed from the heart of his blessed mother. This dua was so powerful, subhanallah azza wa jal, that this had caused his status to be raised. This had caused his ranks to be raised. He became a great pious personality whom we now refer to as Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, beloved friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the result of Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi alayh becoming this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it had stemmed from his obedience and respect to his mother, through which he received the du'as of his mother. So subhanallah azza wa jal, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us immensely. If you are blessed that Allah azza wa jal has kept your parents alive, has kept you in the company of your parents, this is a great way of taking their dua and through their dua earning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of doing their khidmah and through serving them earning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always being respectful in their court. And through that respect earning the mercy and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These parents that Allah has blessed us with, they are a great ni'mah. They are a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whose parents are not alive, they realize that they see it and how they wish that if only I could see my mother again, if only I could show her respect again, if only I could see my father again, if only I could honor him again, if only I could serve them again. But when they leave this dunya, then it is too late. Then it is very late. Then what can we do? Then we don't have that easy way of earning Jannah. Then we must do lots of other a'mal in order to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a pious personality whose parent had passed away. And he began to tear, he began to cry. And people asked him that, Huzoor, you are weeping. You are weeping. Are you not exercising sabr? Are you weeping upon the loss of your parent? Exercise a little sabr, Huzoor. So he says that, I'm not just crying due to my loss, that I've lost my parent. I'm crying because my easy way to Jannah, my easy door to Jannah is now closed. That I had the opportunity of serving my parent, I had the opportunity of earning Jannah through obeying, through being respectful to my parent. And now that my parent has passed on, now that easy way to Jannah is closed for me. Now I must do a lot of more amal. Now I must strive very much more in order to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal has granted us a great opportunity of offering respect and service to our parents. And this holds such importance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal commands us with regards to the respect of our parents in the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us with regards to the respect and the serving of our parents, the khidmah or the adab of our parents in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and treat your parents with kindness. You know, as they grow older, at that time when our parents grow older and some feel that they have become a little bit less tolerant, Allahu Akbar. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And people lose their tolerance, people lose their patience in the court of their parents because their parents have reached an old age. Remember that when our parents reach an old age and they are unable to do things for themselves as they used to, and you have the opportunity to serve them and to assist them to do their tasks, to complete their tasks, what a rahmah this is. What a rahmah it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you still show adab and you can still serve them and you can assist them towards the completion of their tasks. When they were in their prime and we were in our youth, there was a point at which you and I were little babies that could not utter a word, that could not speak and say that this is my difficulty that I'm experiencing. We would just cry. And what times we would cry, there wasn't a set time that at 6 o'clock we cry and then at 8 o'clock we cry. Allahu Akbar. At any point we would cry, and those very parents would leave their work, they would leave their sleep, they would leave their comforts in order to attend to us. There was a point that you and I could not eat with our hands. Those very parents would feed us. There was a point at which you and I did not have teeth to chew our food. Those parents ensured that the food was soft enough for us to be able to eat. There was a point at which you and I could not change the clothes that we wear. There was a point at which those parents had changed our clothes. How much they did. How much they did for us. And the heart that they did it for us with. Without feeling annoyed, without feeling irritable. Unfortunately, now it is such that as parents grow old, and then it is the turn of the children to do khidmah for the parent. It is the turn of the children to serve the parent. Then, when we are trying to do, and then shaitan troubles us. And then when we do, we think we are doing a favor for them. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. How is it that we think we are doing a favor upon our parent? And the heart that they did things with, and the heart that we did do things with. Remember that even if we are to serve them, even if we are to do as much as we can for them, we cannot match the heart that they did what they did with. Our hearts and their hearts, Allahu Akbar. There's a great difference. There's a vast difference between how our hearts feel and how their hearts feel. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, I heard a beautiful waqi'ah mentioned by Huzur Nigrani Shura Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala grant him long life and good health. Ameen. I'd like to share it with the viewers of Madani channel as well. That once a father had requested of his son, "Oh my son, I'm feeling for an orange. I would like an orange." So the son is an obedient son. He says, "Labbaik, oh my father. You want orange? I will bring orange for you." So the son goes, and instead of bringing one orange, he brings an entire crate of oranges. And he brings it to his father's court, and he places the oranges down, and he says, "Labbaik, oh my father, orange." Subhanallah. What an obedient son. Then his father says that, "Oh my son, I don't want to eat the orange here. I'd like to go up on that hill and sit there and we can eat the orange." So the son says, "Labbaik, oh my father, as you say, your wish is my command." So he goes with his father and they go to the top of this hill and they sit down, and the son presents the orange that, "Oh my father, orange." So the father takes the orange and he rolls it down the hill. And then he tells his son, "Can you please get that orange?" So the son goes down. He runs down the hill enthusiastically. "It's my father's command that I should get this orange." So he goes down the hill, he picks up the orange, he runs back up the hill and he says, "Oh my father, orange." The father takes the orange. He rolls it down the hill again. "Oh my son, please fetch that orange." And the son goes down the hill, and this time he's feeling some difficulty. The first time he did it with a smile. Now he brings the orange back, panting. He goes back to his father, "Oh my father, orange." But now, the smile is a little less. So the father then rolls the orange down again. "Oh my son, please fetch the orange." The son runs down the hill. He comes up the hill panting, "Oh my father, orange." Now the smile is gone. So the father takes the orange again, and he rolls it down the hill once more. And now the son runs down the hill and picks up the orange, and he comes back to his father and he says, "Oh my father, are you playing with me?" Now the irritation has built up. Are you playing with me? I give you the orange, you take the orange, you roll it down the hill, I must run up and down the hill and give you the orange. All it was that you asked for was that you wanted an orange. Now why are you doing this? So he's a bit annoyed now. And then the father smiles and he looks at his son and says that, "Oh my son, when you were little, I brought you to the same hill and I offered you an orange. And you rolled the orange down the hill and I ran down the hill, fetched the orange and brought it back to you. And you rolled it down again and I ran down and fetched it and brought it back to you over and over again. And I did it the last time with the same enthusiasm that I've done it the first time. But today, after a few times, you become annoyed with me. Today, after a few times, you get angry with me. Today, after a few times, you lose your tolerance with me." Allahu Akbar. So we come to realize that the heart that our parents did what they did for us with, and the heart that we do with, they are very different hearts. When they did, when they served, when they helped, when they assisted, they did it with a heart full of joy, happiness, that they considered it their pleasure to do so. And with the heart that we do it with, after a few times, we do it with a heart that feels that it is a burden to do so. And that is when the tolerance levels start to go down. That is when the disrespect starts to bubble up inside us, and the anger and the lack of tolerance. These are tricks of Shaitan, that when we are serving our parents, we should not feel this way. We should consider it our honor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me that I may serve them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me that I may see them in an old age. Allahu Akbar. At that time we should offer them utmost respect. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uff." Allahu Akbar. If one of them or both of them reach an old age in your presence, then do not even say uff to them. I'm in South Africa, the norm is that when someone becomes annoyed, they click their tongue. Even that much. No. Don't show any annoyance to your parents. Don't offer any disrespect to them. And speak to them in a respectful manner. Honor them. Speak to them with honor, with respect. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ And extend for them the wing of mercy. And after you do that, after you are respectful to them, after you try to serve them, then too you cannot fulfill their haq, you cannot fulfill their right. All you can do is turn to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and beg Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy upon them, because you cannot give them their haq. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who may reward them as they deserve to be rewarded. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا And say, O my Rabb, O my Allah, please have mercy upon them the way they had mercy upon me when I was small. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What dignity Allah Azza wa Jal has given to our parents. What honor Allah Azza wa Jal has given to our parents. What importance Allah Azza wa Jal has shown towards us being respectful to them, that we are not allowed to utter oof in their court. We are not allowed to rebuke them. We are not allowed to show our anger to them. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the Holy Quran regarding these parents. Subhanallah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There's great honor and great respect given to our mothers. And subhanallah, today we'll share some. We'll listen to some of the fadail and the greatnesses that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon our fathers as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of the father, and the displeasure of Allah lies in the displeasure of the father. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. By means of us pleasing our fathers, we are actually pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. And by means of us displeasing our fathers, we are actually displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Thus we learn that we should please our fathers in ways that the Sharia permits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that obeying the father is obedience to Allah. And disobedience to the father is disobedience to Allah. Allahu Akbar. So when our fathers command us that, oh my son, do such and such a thing. Oh my son, go and perform salah. Oh my son, you should go for hajj. Oh my son, you should do such and such a thing. This will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must obey our fathers. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the obedience of our fathers is actually the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if a father happens to instruct his child against the sharia, for example, if a father says, oh my son, do not perform salah, then don't obey the father in that. Because in that you have to obey Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you, aqimu salah, establish salah. But which father wants his child to run towards the fire of Jahannam? Every father wants Jannah for his child. Our fathers have done so much for us to see us successful. Of course they want to see us in Jannah. Subhanallah. So when they command us to do anything that is within the boundaries of the Sharia, then we must obey them. Because in that obedience to our fathers lies the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that pleasing of our fathers lies the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the father is the middle door to Jannah. The father is the middle door to Jannah. And if you want, you may lose it. And if you want, you may protect it. Allahu Akbar. Wow. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What an easy means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, that by means of respecting our fathers, by means of obeying our fathers, by means of serving our fathers, we may enter Jannah. It is up to us. Do we want to protect that door? Or do we just want to lose that door? Which one of us wants to lose the door to Jannah? Every one of us wants to protect our door to Jannah. Every one of us wants to enter into Jannah. The respect, the obedience, the service to our parents is a great means of earning that Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Islam is that beautiful religion that does not limit respect only to our parents. All of our elders we should respect. All of those people that are deserving of respect, we must respect. Whoever is elder than us, we must respect them. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narration by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, that the one or the young man, the young person who respects the old person due to his age. The young person who respects an old person due to that person's age, Allah Azza wa Jal increases his dignity through someone else. Allah Azza wa Jal increases his dignity through someone else. So if we want dignity, and which one of us does not want dignity? Everyone wants dignity. Everyone wants honor. Everyone wants respect. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what's the procedure? What's the recipe? What's the guideline in order for us to get respect? Is to give that respect. There's someone older than us. By means of his age, due to his age or her age, that person is deserving of respect. And if we respect people on the basis of them being elder than us, then Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will increase your honor through others. What a great rahmah. So very simple. You want respect? Give it. It is among those things that the more you give, the more you will receive. The more you give, the more you will receive. The more you give out respect, the more you will receive respect. Giving respect does not make someone small. Lowering yourself, offering the next person the higher degree of honor, does not make one small. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. We have learned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah." The one who lowers himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal increases his respect. Allah azza wa jal increases his honor. So those who are elder than us, offer respect, give respect. Don't wait to receive. Give respect. The more respect we give, the more we are going to receive. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You learnt about sadaqah, isn't it? We've learnt about sadaqah, that the more we give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we'll receive. There too, subhanallah, give and you will receive. This is the law. This is the law that we have. You give adab, you will receive adab. You give respect, you will receive respect. Even with children, this is something that we must try to keep in mind. We need to try to keep this in mind, that even with children, in order for us to teach them how to give respect, how is it that they're going to learn? Children learn by watching. They don't just learn by you telling them, do this and don't do this. They learn by watching what is it that you do. What you do, they try to imitate. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You will see that the child whose parent is performing salah, this child will try to perform salah as well. The child whose parent is giving sadaqah, this child will also try to give sadaqah. The child whose parent is respectful, the child will also try to be respectful. Therefore, in your dealings with children, yes, it's the concept in our minds that children must respect their elders. But in order for them to be able to learn how to respect their elders, for them to learn how to respect their parents, they need to see how respect is given. Therefore, even when we're speaking to children, speak to them in a respectful manner. Speak to them in a humble manner. You will see that the child will try to do the same. And yes, you can't just do it one day and then expect that this will be in the akhlaq of the child. No. We need to do it continuously. The child needs to see that this is how we as human beings, this is how we as Muslims need to behave. That when we speak respectfully. When we behave with someone, we behave respectfully. We give adab. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, when we see our family members, example, the father of the child wants to teach the child respect for the child's mother. So what should be the case? The father needs to show respect to the child's mother in the presence of the child, so that the child realizes that my mother is one deserving of respect and that I should respect her. And the mother must show respect to the father in the presence of the child, so that the child learns that my father is one deserving of respect and thus he respects her. Subhanallah, we are teaching others. We are teaching others how to be respectful to our spouses. Sometimes we have this difficulty, this challenge, that people come to us and they complain that my child doesn't respect his mother. The first thing we need to ask ourselves, that if the child is not respecting his mother, where did he learn it from? Does the father of the child respect the mother of the child? If the father shows respect to the mother, then naturally the child will also show respect to the mother. If the child is disrespecting the father, perhaps people around that child are disrespecting the father. So we need to learn, we need to show adab, we need to show good akhlaq, we need to show respect to our children and to those around us. Then others would respect them as well. Sometimes people have this complaint that my neighbors, they don't respect my spouse. If your neighbors are not respecting your spouse, what's the first question we need to ask ourselves? Did I show respect to my spouse or did I show disrespect to them? Because they watched me. They watch how I behave with my spouse and then they behaved in that way with my spouse. So if I behave in a respectful way, they will behave in a respectful way because they understand that she is one who is respected, who is deserving of respect. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we teach other people how to treat us and how to treat those around us. This is the teaching that our sulaha, our awliya ikram used to give. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he was sending off one of his students to another place, he gave him advice and he taught him that respect people as per their status. Respect people as per their status. If someone is respected in his society, then show him respect. Give him respect. If you're going to disrespect him, then he's not going to listen to you. In fact, you will earn many enemies if you found the leader of a group of people and you disrespected the leader. Would you have earned the respect of every one of his followers or will you earn their hatred? You will earn their hatred. They will not respect you. But if you respect their leader, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they will respect you. There are many that are leaders of their families too. There are many that are leaders of their communities as well. There are many that are leaders of their friends as well. Give them their due adab. You will win the hearts of all those that are attached to them. Imam Azam rahmatullah alayhi went on, he gave his advice to his student that dignify the pious and honor the knowledgeable people. The pious personalities, give them dignity and give honor to the ulama. He would say respect the elders and show affection, show mahabbah towards those who are young. Show mahabbah towards those who are young. Show mahabbah towards those that are young. This is so important. It is so important. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa yuqawwir kabirana wa ya'rif lana haqqana." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person is not from amongst us. When Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he is not from amongst us, we need to listen attentively as to who that person is who is not from amongst us, because we don't want to be from that. The one is not amongst, he is not from amongst us. That person is not from amongst us who does not show mercy towards our youth. He does not show mercy towards our younger ones. He does not honor our elder ones. And he does not recognize our rights. We want to be from amongst those who are close to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to show rahmah for our young ones. Show mercy. They will make mistakes. Show rahmah. Be kind, more kindness. The more kindness you can offer, the better. And with elder people, show respect, give respect, honor them. Don't try to cut them low, don't try to put them down. Some people have this concept, this mindset that I need to cut people to size. Who are we to determine people's sizes? Where they're supposed to be and how they're supposed to be. He's not supposed to be given adab, he must be given disrespect. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We don't disrespect people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us adab. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us respect. And this respect needs to extend as well. We need to teach our children respect to your parents, respect to your elders. Very importantly, respect to your teachers. In our society today, unfortunately, we have this trend of disrespect to asatidah, disrespect to teachers. It is so unfortunate. To see how we are moving backwards instead of moving forwards. So much of disrespect to asatida. The teacher instructs the child to do something and the child wants to stand up against the teacher. The child wants to get upset with the teacher. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm telling you a reality that there are places in this dunya, in the world, where students are back answering their teachers, where students are swearing at their teachers, na'udhu billah. Where students are raising their hands to fight with their teachers. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Where did they learn this from? This wasn't there in previous times. People would respect their asatiza. But in today's time, people are ready to fight with their teachers. Students, little children are ready to fight with their teachers. And we wonder, where did it come from? Akhi, my dear honorable listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when the child comes home and states something that Ustad Saab said this, my teacher scolded me or my teacher said I should do this, unfortunately, what is the reaction that our parents nowadays give? The teacher said you must do this. How dare the teacher say anything about you? How dare the teacher say this? I will sort him out. We will sort the teacher out? This is the ustad of our child. My child learns Quran under this person. My child learns hadith under this person. My child learns qala Allah wa qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under this person. I will sort him out. What am I teaching my child? I'm teaching my child the disrespect of his teacher. If I am teaching my child the disrespect of his teacher, how will my child respect his teacher? And if my child cannot respect his teacher, when will my child respect me? This is something we should be cognizant about. That we don't insult other people, put them down, teach our children disrespect of their teachers, teach our children disrespect of their mothers, teach our children disrespect of their siblings, and then think that our children are going to be extremely respectful towards us. In which world? Where are we living? That we think that we will teach disrespect, but we will receive respect. Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would advise how a student should behave with his teacher. And let's advise our children with this. Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi alayhi said that the teacher should begin the conversation. The teacher should begin the conversation, not the student. The student should be silent in the presence of his teacher. He should let his teacher begin the conversation. The teacher would sit first, then the student would sit. The student should not sit in the place of his ustad. The student should not sit in the place of his teacher. He shouldn't walk ahead of his teacher. He should let his teacher walk ahead of him. A student should spend generously on his teacher. He should realize that his teacher has very high rights, great rights. He should be humble in front of his teacher. Subhanallah, Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi alayhi says the student should not even knock at the door of his teacher. He should wait for the teacher to come out and address him. And Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi alayhi says that the one that causes difficulty to his teacher will remain deprived of blessings in his ilm. The one who causes difficulty to his teacher will remain deprived of the blessings of his ilm, will remain deprived of the blessings of his knowledge. If we teach our children that this is how you behave with your teacher, that you do not start eating before your teacher started eating, you should stand up when your teacher enters, you should let your teacher sit first, then you should sit. You should not sit in the place of your teacher. You should not knock on the door to call your teacher out, wait for him to come out. You should not begin the conversation or begin speaking before your teacher begins speaking. You should not begin eating before your teacher begins eating. When you teach your children this, when we teach our children this, that this is how they should behave with their teachers, inshallah azza wa jal, you'll get this kind of adab coming from your children before you. That your children will learn that adab and apply it on you. Adab, good akhlaq, respect is that which causes people to grow. People gain things due to respect. People lose things due to the lack of respect. There's a beautiful shi'r in the Arabic language I'd like to share it with you. Ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurma. Ma wasala man wasala illa bil hurma. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi tarkil hurma. That no one has gained anything except through respect, and no one has lost anything except due to the lack of respect. That if we are going to show respect, show adab, we will only gain. And the day that we throw adab out of the window, we have thrown all that we have out of the window. A person will just start to plummet down. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us respect, understanding. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us those from amongst those who give respect. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who give respect. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, naturally, through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will also receive respect. Please do stay with us, stay tuned to Madani channel and stay with us for the next episode as well, inshallah azza wa jal. We hope to see you soon on the next episode of The Challenges of Youth, where together we are going to work on the challenges that the youth face, provide some solutions for that, inshallah azza wa jal, and work together to better ourselves, for our dunya and our akhirah. Remember the slogan of Amir al-Sunnah, the slogan of Dawat Islami: I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.